Brewer. America's listening to Fox News.
America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom and opportunity in the world. And no one will keep that light from shining.
And tomorrow, and the day after, and the day after that, and in days and years to come, we will look at the calendar and remember September 11th, 2001.
A day that everyone will remember where they were when they heard the news.
How much has the network news scene changed since that day, too?
Well, Peter's not with us anymore. Tom Brokaw's retired.
In a way, he was an indirect casualty of September 11th because...
He had stopped smoking.
He had stopped smoking for many years.
Yeah.
And was so rattled that he resumed smoking, and 2 years later, he was gone.
Yep. Wasn't this the reason for the creation of the crawl? The thing that crawls along the bottom of your...
That had already been there.
What was that? Something initiated that.
I don't know.
The problem was with so much going on and so many places to cover, and so many angles getting everything you needed across to viewers was literally impossible.
I was a junior in high school. I can't imagine being in y'all's situation, being in the media and. The delicate way that had to be handled.
Today's juniors have no recollection of this event.
I know. I mean, that's stunning to me, but you guys were both in media when this happened, and there's no rule book that I know of how
back,
to go about.
Going back to the anchors, we don't have the caliber of a Peter Jennings or a Tom Brokaw or a Walter Cronkite, who would guide us and hold our hands through events like that.
I couldn't agree more. And I don't know that we'll ever see the likes of those guys again. It is 8:04.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
I wish I had better news for you about today's weather, but we do have some encouraging news coming up. Hang on. Very hot today, high 97. That part... You're sick of us. We all are. Heat index 100 to 105. A stray shower, I suppose there could be one or two on radar. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow and Friday, high in the upper 90s again. Rain chances maybe 10%. Saturday's high 95. Sunday now, we're watching what's called Invest 95L. Currently, it's in the Turks and Caicos Islands in the Bahamas. Goes across Florida, emerges on the Gulf side, becomes a little tropical low, but this is where a tropical low could be a good thing. Heading into Alabama, perhaps, according to one model we really trust, is Sunday night into Monday and Tuesday. And if that transpires, that would be beneficial raindrops here in the state of Alabama. We want this. This is a case where a tropical low could be a good thing. So stand by. There's more on my video this morning. And you can see it on our weather app. East winds at 6 miles per hour right now. Our temperature with clear skies is 77 at 8:06.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to help you now. They were ready to help you in the middle of the night. They're ready to help you in the middle of the weekend anytime because they are always ready, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. Gosh, I wish I would have known that about 10 years ago. I didn't. I didn't back then. I used Luke Wire for heating and air conditioning, but then I found out that they are second to none in the River Region for plumbing, and they are very reliable, and they're my go-to now. It's a no-brainer, and it used to be like, who in the world am I going to call this time? but anyway, they're folks are going to pick up the phone, they're going to call, they're going to say they're on their way, then they're going to diagnose the problem, sit down with you, tell you what the problem is, tell you how much it's going to cost, and then fix it for you. That's reliable. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at 264-9666. Plumbing by Luke Wire. They're ready to serve you. Or go to the plumbing tab on acbylukewire.com. Alabama certification number is 84417.
And before we visit the traffic dungeon, we have Cranky on the phone.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, man.
Hey, Rich, you're spending those rain percentage chance points like a drunk sailor, man. You need to slow down. you're giving the store away.
Yeah, man.
Just remember, regarding 18 years ago today, all this is some people did something. Just remember that.
Oh, I mentioned that earlier this morning, that 18 years later, we have a United States Congresswoman who referred to that day as some people did something.
Well,
only the New York Post, of all the media, all the legacy media, only the New York Post had the guts to call her out for it.
Well, that's actually surprising. But regarding the crawl or the ticker at the bottom, I believe that came about as a result of the Iranian hostage crisis.
Well, I looked it up. So Headline News had a sports ticker for a very long time, scores and all this other stuff.
Right.
The Today Show in 1952 had a crawl of a piece of paper that had type
on
it.
Right.
And it was superimposed on the screen.
And a camera would shoot it.
However, on September 11th, 2001, needing a way to provide continuous stream of vital but repetitive emergency information to viewers, Fox News Channel placed a ticker on screen at 10:49 a.m. Eastern Time. CNN at 11:11 a.m. that time. And MSNBC added one of their own at 2 p.m. That afternoon as well. And that's when they became a permanent fixture.
A permanent fixture.
On news channels.
All right. I got you. Because...
Well, just remember, the Iranian, you know, the people that were still, you know, our best friends that only just want to kill us and death to America, the Iranian hostage crisis, that was when some other people did something else, too, so...
Yeah. And who was it that... if you know, thanks for the call, Cranky. If you look at pictures of Iran from the mid-70s, everybody is wearing Western clothes.
America's the biggest thing in the world.
They looked happy.
American movies, American everything, anything American.
And then they deposed, not that the Shah was a great guy or anything like that, but it's shocking. Google it. Take a look and see what Iran looked like 40 years ago, and your jaw will drop. It was... You'd never know the difference between Tehran and any American city, for that matter. Let's see how traffic's doing at 8:09.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling into the 8 o'clock hour, and we still have some big problems on the interstates. We have an accident on I-85 southbound. It's in the vicinity of Bell Road between Taylor Road and the Boulevard, and traffic is backing up pretty quickly right there. We also have a delay on I-65 coming in from Prattville into the downtown area around the river bridges. This morning it looks extra long and extra slow, so just be careful. You're eventually going to get through there. The Boulevard traffic's moving along pretty well with delays at the intersections and a big jam up at I-85 in the Boulevard. Let's be extra careful this morning as you get on into work. Do all your shopping at Midtown Plaza. Shop Cricket, Young America Insurance, and much more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services provided by the lawyers.
We were talking to Ryan Turner from Infusion Cryo and Laser on yesterday afternoon's show. I'm going back for my next eye assist treatment.
Oh.
And this is for people who would like to be calmer, more focused, or for people that have some type of neurological setback, post-stroke, Parkinson's. There have been amazing results from this brand new but very thoroughly tested treatment, VA approved, for veterans. Those of you who have issues with sleep might benefit from this if your attention span isn't quite what you'd like it to be. This is a technology. You don't feel anything. It's micro electrons that are fed into your brain. It's very simple, very comfortable too, by the way. 20 minutes is all it takes. And everybody has like a different response, but it's always positive. Some respond faster than others. But I noticed right away, I felt like it helped me think better. I had better energy, just a sense of clarity.
Let me sing the praises of the IV. You know, yesterday afternoon I texted you, I'm not doing well. I was exhausted. Yeah. And I was keeping late hours at the weather conference and getting up early. And anyway, I'm looking forward to an IV tomorrow, I think, which is going to refresh and replenish me. And they're great.
That'll fix you right up.
Yep.
So for that and cryotherapy, which is an instant recharge, 3 minutes on, you know, as the summer heat blast continues, that'll fix you right up. That gets your heart going and gets your circulation where it needs to go as well. It helps accelerate healing. Joey does that twice a week after he has those major workouts. So call Infusion at 296-1662. And there's even more available there. Talk to them about the therapy that might work best for you. 296-1662 or visit infusioncryoandlaser.com and check out the whole menu at 812. We have another 9/11 remembrance coming up, and at the very end of the show, because I know it'll make me cry, we're going to do the 9/11 voicemails.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. An Alabama State University student has died from injuries in a shooting in Montgomery last weekend. Police tell us 19-year-old Alexis Moss was not involved in the argument that led to the shooting on Spruce Street. So far, no arrests have been made. A Haynesville man is in jail after authorities say he shot and killed his sister in Lowndes County. 70-year-old Sammy Barlow is now charged with murder. He's in the Lowndes County Jail on $500,000 bond. And the Alabama Department of Public Health is investigating 5 reports of potentially severe lung disease involving e-cigarettes or vaping. The department is evaluating these reports and says it will release more information as soon as it becomes available. The CDC says 5 deaths have been confirmed across the country. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. The River Region is experiencing a record year in real estate sales and looks like that trend is likely to continue. Low interest rates, lowest unemployment in decades, means more people are able to buy a house. In addition, our area welcomes thousands of new residents being transferred by the military or being transferred to a new job. Over 3,400 homes have sold thus far in our area, and 47% of our listings are selling in the first 60 days on the market. It's taking less time to sell a house than it has in a long time. Our listings have been getting offers and contracts, and we need more listings to sell. If you want over 40 years of local real estate experience, a team of positive, uplifting people, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or text me, 221-2883.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts.
Disintegrated instantly. It was the most awful thing I've ever seen.
It straightened itself out and dove to the other side and crashed right in. An explosion was so terrific it looked like it had dynamite in it.
There were people falling out of the sky. We were trying to get people away when the second collapse occurred, and I dove under a truck, so I don't know how I'm here.
Spent a year in combat.
Never saw anything like this.
After the first hell collapse, we were back in there trying to bring people out. We knew the second one was about to come down, but we were lifting one person, and when it came down, we all just ran for our lives.
You wouldn't think the World Trade Center is going to come down.
It's like a bad movie to see the dust ball coming out of the Trade Center area, the whip across the island. It's like people just running from it.
Can't describe it. It was just
big.
Down every street, every angle, every avenue, just a billowing cloud of smoke and people running frantic. And at that point, I turned and ran and didn't know where I was going, didn't know what to do.
I called my wife on my cell phone, told her there was an explosion. I was on the 44th floor trying to get out. It took about 20 minutes to a half hour to get out. The stairway was crowded, smoky, and the lower floors of 10, 15 floors was water. So we were walking through water as firemen were walking up. And they were bringing people down next to us that were burned. Most of their body, they're actually walking down. The people totally burned.
But it was just amazing seeing that second plane come. It looked like, first it looked like the plane was going to go right by the building. And then it just, boom, right into the building. It was just like an amazing, and a burst of flame came out the other side of the building. It was just amazing.
When the second plane hit, I actually saw the explosion. It was about 50 yards away from me. And I saw a big mushroom cloud of fire just right up in the air. And then once that happened, everyone started evacuating because they realized it was a terrorist attack.
We just saw people jumping out of the building, like
the World Trade Center.
Yes, the World Trade Center. We'd just be like, there's another one. And they would come down, another one.
Must have seen at least 8 people come down, which they look like paper dolls from being so high up coming down.
We saw the building collapse. And that's when we said, let's get out of here. We evacuated right away. As we were sitting there waiting, we saw the second structure collapse. And the chaos, people were just running, screaming, people were covered in dust.
All we saw was ambulances coming towards the World Trade Center, lines and lines of them with sirens going on, just coming one after the other.
I think the aftermath is going to be in anybody's comprehension. It can't be. I mean, this is horrible. People, life will not be the same.
They did not succeed. We are still living our lives. And on that note, I need Simba, the News Talk elephant. Because we're going to welcome in a guest. Let's get the rest of our animal family to check in. Monkeys. Ducks.
Quack, quack.
Chickens. Pigs. Cow.
Bailey.
Bailey the Wonder Dog. She chimes in, part of the chorus here. As we welcome Melody from Zoo Montgomery. Montgomery Zoo. I got that. You have to forgive me. I am a zoo family person. My daughter is the graphic designer for Zoo Miami. And Emily has a friend that just...
My friend Sasha is working with the African Hoofstock.
And you know what I heard?
Zoo Miami.
Yeah.
You know what I heard? I got to tell you the truth. That she would be shoveling a lot of stuff in that job.
Hey, she worked Mardi Gras in downtown Mobile for a decade.
Worse. African Hoofstock, then that's nothing.
I think humans are worse than animals when it comes to creating messes, but it's great to have you here.
Yes.
And great to talk about an event now in its 21st year.
I think we're closer to 25, but really? Yeah, it may be 21. I'm not sure.
Then I was misinformed.
No, you may be right. I know it's 20-something. It's been going on a while.
So. Zubilation.
Zubilation.
Is great. It's fun. There's good food.
Yeah.
And some adult beverages, too.
Some adult. It is an adults only, so you're going to need a sitter. It's not your typical zoo party where the whole family is involved. This is just for the grown-ups, and some days we just need a grown-up night out.
Grown-ups need to have fun, too.
Yeah. So,
as I recall, there are some years where the tickets sell out, so
we
should probably...
you need your tickets. Go ahead. We will have tickets at the door, but we will probably stop selling about 7. So that way we make sure everybody gets a taste of everything. We've got 30 plus restaurant and beverage vendors that are going to be giving you a taste of their favorite menu items or maybe something new that's coming on the market, which is always fun.
Oh, it's good.
And,
it's good
you know, you just...
Really
eat, drink, and be merry because we've got live music. And, of course, it's all to raise funds. It sounds like a great party, but it actually is a fundraiser. We are in our second year of raising capital funds for a new reptile facility.
Uh-huh.
The reptile house we have now is part of the original, what they called New Zoo. And so it's time to grow a little bit. We want about 3 times as many reptiles as we have now, including a Komodo dragon, king cobra, and a gharial alligator, which is from India. And right now, there are only about 7 in the United States. So it'll be a huge conservation effort to have that in the States with us.
The Montgomery Zoo, for a city this large, is a world-class place.
It's
just amazing. It's something you would see maybe in a big city, but we have it here in Montgomery, Alabama, so it's just an amazing thing.
Yeah, and we've got an amazing team of zookeepers. You know, we were talking about Zoo Miami, and the dedication of those folks is so unsung. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, they'll get to come out and have a little fun with us tomorrow night too. So, but yeah, we just want to invite the community to come out, have a good time, and help us raise some money for the zoo and get this new reptile facility going.
Now, folks, if they don't want to wait to chance it at the gate, they can go ahead and get their tickets online at montgomeryzoo.com.
Absolutely, it's right there on the homepage. They can either print them out or just have them, you know, say it will call, and they'll be waiting on them.
How much is the ticket again?
$50.
You know, that's a great deal.
It really is.
That's a night out.
Think about going to a restaurant and what that costs. And
stuff
like
that. You can't go to 30 restaurants in one night. No. I mean, you know, this is what's fun for me is you get to try restaurants you haven't been to.
Exactly.
And so then you're like, ooh, I got to go there and get a full portion, you know? Or you get to try different things, you know, that you don't normally, you go to the same place and you order the same thing and they've brought something different. And so, you know, you kind of go around and go, ooh, I think I'll get that next time. So
I'm in my 15th year in Montgomery and I've seen an amazing growth at the zoo and new additions in the time I've been here.
Yeah, we've done, this party has funded over the years Stingray Bay, which is our most recent exhibit.
I love that.
Which is our, where you can interact with, I think we've got about a dozen stingrays in there now.
Wow, I see that's a new one.
Yeah.
And I remember donating. Yeah. You had something in the gift shop for that, and I said, got to have that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And did the African elephants habitat, of course, river otters and American alligators. So, you know, each one of these, it takes a few years to get, because we want it to be world class.
Right.
So we take 2 or 3 years to get the funding up before we start construction, because we don't want to do it the other way around and have, you know, to worry about a debt service for anything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we try to get all of the money up front, and or at least a portion of it, and then continue to have fundraisers. But this is probably one of our funnest fundraisers of the year.
I forgot to mention, I am partial to the cougar exhibit.
Yes.
We don't need to.
I know.
8:24, and tickets are still available.
Tickets are still available.
How do we obtain those again?
You can go. You can call us at 625-4900, or you can go on our website, which is montgomeryzoo.com. Or if you are a procrastinator like me, you can just get them at the gate.
It's always a great. If you've never been to Zubilation, make this the year.
Absolutely, and. We hope it's great. We'll be eager to hear the final tally on how you did.
Thank you.
No, thank you very much for the great work you do there. In fact, when the kids were here for my wedding, that was the place we went the day after, was the zoo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was great getting their perspective on it. Actually, as Rich pointed out, they said this is a great zoo for a city this size.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I mean, we're so lucky to have a place like this here.
8:25 is the time. Another great local institution is Adams Drugs, and I say that because they are now one of three finalists for the Alabama Retailer of the Year. Now, the first, second, and third places will be announced in October, but I just think that's great. We're talking about the entire state of Alabama. Adams Drugs, now one of three finalists for Alabama Retailer of the Year, and I think that's something they deserve consideration for year in and year out, because they only get better at what they do. And that begins with customer service that is second to none. Adams Drugs, now the longest serving pharmacy here in the River Region, 62 years, has built their reputation based on that, you know, small town approach. You can get anything you need there, but I call it Mayberry-esque. It's a word I invented because they know your name. They make every effort they can to keep you coming back, to build a, you know, to show appreciation for bringing your business there. And I don't think you can go wrong. But today's technology, you can get your insurance information and your prescription transferred there in just a couple of minutes. So give them a try. If you can hear this show over the air within the sound of my voice, there is an Adams Drugs near you. Find it at adamsdrugs.net. And congratulations to all 12 locations and that entire team for being one of three finalists for Alabama Retailer of the
Year. Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guest using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Cruising on through the 8 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region. The I-65 jam up around the river bridges seems to be thinning out. You're going to get into downtown without any problems. We do have some real problems on I-85. We have an accident around the Bell Road area on I-85 southbound that has traffic backing up towards the boulevard, and that jam up continues on about to Ann Street, so just be patient. You're going to get through that one. If you need to go into the downtown area, remember that Madison Avenue is closed this morning between Lawrence Street and Perry Street for a 9/11 commemoration. You'll have to work your way around that till about 10 or 11 o'clock this morning. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey Montgomery, local businesses need a communication partner who provides services tailored to your needs as well as a local support team. WOW Business is focused on your success so that you can focus on your business. Visit wowforbusiness.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACD, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's face it, they're always on. If you don't want Alexa listening in on your conversations and eavesdropping, Amazon is now introducing the male version of the digital assistant, the Alex.
Hey, Alex, can you give me today's forecast? Hello, Alex, you there? Can I please get today's forecast?
The Alex. He doesn't listen to anything.
Hello?
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
All right, we're going to make this sort of a corporate award. Just when you think you've mastered every component or app that even just comes with your iPhone.
Right.
You come out with something new that you have to learn called the Slofi.
Slofi?
The Slofi.
Oh, the Slofi. Yeah, yeah, the Apple thing.
I knew he'd have
the... Yeah, yeah.
How do you... What is it? How do you know about it?
It's like a slow motion selfie.
Yeah.
So it's a Slofi. It's something that the Apple... I don't know. It's something they used at the Apple event yesterday.
I still don't understand. What's a slow motion selfie?
I'm taking my picture.
I didn't have to see his face.
You should have seen his face and his hands.
I have his face memorized. He is animated in my head, so whenever he says anything, even when he's not here, I can still see it.
Slowly.
All right. The emojis were the 3D emojis that matched your facial expression. I can't even do... Don't they have on your phones, because everybody in my family has a new one except me, because I take care of my family first.
Yeah. Well, we're take care of yourself this year and get yourself a new iPhone 11.
Treat yourself.
They have a thing. Doesn't it turn you like into a cartoon?
No, that's Bitmoji, and you can actually download Bitmoji to that phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a key. It's technically a keyboard.
Here is an example of Bitmoji that you're about to see.
Yeah, that's exactly what you look like. On the the Animoji.
No, that's Animoji. That's not Bitmoji.
Oh, yeah. Animojis are on there. I've got one.
I don't have Animoji. I'm not that fancy. I think I still have like a $300 balance on this phone that I pay off a little bit every month.
It didn't save it.
Yeah, see, there's my Animoji of myself.
That really, actually,
best I can do.
You look like you just planted a bomb somewhere.
That's
and stuck
weird.
Away. And they made that from a real photo of you, right?
No, I made it myself.
Oh,
I don't. What's a slogy or whatever you said?
All right, the slofi.
Slofi.
This is the feedback on this so far indicates it may not catch on like Apple would like it to. It's a slow motion video of yourself.
Oh.
What is the point of it?
I don't understand.
I don't know.
here's a comment from a tech writer named Casey Newton who tweeted, upgrading to iPhone 11 versus keeping your old phone is a real slofi's choice.
Slofi's choice. Yeah.
So, you know, I think this is one year where Apple, they always manage to get a buzz going about whatever it is they're doing new. I don't see that happening this year. I
bought one every November here recently, and I'm not going to do it again.
Did you look at, have you seen the phones?
No, I haven't, and I don't want to.
Okay.
I don't want to.
You're going to end up buying that phone.
Who wants to make a bet? Let's start a pool. How long will it be?
November?
Within 30 days, 60 days, or 90 days?
The reason I would think he would be interested is because of he uses his iPhone for camera work a lot.
Yeah, he's got to have the latest technology.
And this is what the camera on the back of the phone looks like now.
Oh, God. When is it available?
Pre-order start 5 a.m. this Friday.
I'm glad I had 30 days in the pool.
Oh, man.
That is pretty impressive.
You know what? If you get that one and just want to give me the one that you've got, way...
It's called charity.
You'll feel better about it. That's fine.
It's the pricing, though.
What do they want for that?
$1,100. That's the
starting price.
Starting price. If you want all the gigs that I need.
Yeah, it'll be much more than that. That's the starting price of the Max, the Pro Max, which is this, but in a much bigger version. I think you've got the that's the big one, right?
This is the large one.
Yeah, so that size, but with that kind of camera on it. So.
Shoot!
Oh, you just sent me a what is this?
That's one of those animal.
Yeah, those are the Animojis. Okay. Yes,
gotcha.
Where it imitates your face and what you're doing.
I mean, it can look at me and it's reacting?
Mm-hmm.
No, it was reacting. It was...
I wish there were cameras.
It was watching me and the way I was moving my hand.
No. When you make the video, it looks at you. So, in other words...
Oh, I see.
Let me see if I can do this for you.
I hope nobody got a picture of me holding the phone up to my nose.
See, this should, if you get close, it should track your face. Does it? Is it tracking?
Yes. Okay. Now make a... There you go.
You can open your mouth.
It doesn't. That is weird.
Yeah, it is strange.
Actually, all I need on this phone is whatever it is, that plastic stuff they put in. See where it's all schmutzed up here?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can replace that, right?
It's schmutzed. I think so.
Right.
I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait till that one dies. I have other priorities. In my life.
Well, tell us what they are so we can...
I don't want anything. If I come in here and there's stuff here for my birthday, it'll be...
You're going to do a slow... Sloopy of us?
Yeah. No, please, please.
Sloopy?
My wishes on that. I would be very... Thank you very much for your attention to this matter. As we go ahead and visit BrianJewelry.com. And there's an item on the website. I wish I had the picture handy, but it's the ring that Janelle turned into a very happy memory from Sad Stuff with Brian Jewelry. Hell, if you could do it from Miami, you can certainly do it here. Let them create something new from something old. That's what a professional jeweler can do, but their selection of new items, and that's how Janelle found this particular ring. And it's like a fine gold net that covers the top part of the finger. And it's got tiny little diamonds that follow the weave of the gold, and it's delicate, but it is beautiful. Janelle picked that out and a couple of other items at BrianJewelry.com and was thrilled with the result. You can shop right there at the store, or you can do what Janelle did, go online to BrianJewelry.com and browse the selection. Just keep them in mind. When you have an event or an occasion coming up, something to celebrate, they're the people you want to see, because they have been guiding people to the right gift for every occasion now for almost 65 years. That's pretty incredible. Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville. Join the club online at BrianJewelry.com, and you'll save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry.
Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
It's already getting warm out there. It's very humid, of course, and temperatures are going to be warming up quickly. We're going to be going to the probably 97 for a high temperature. We had 98 yesterday, heat index into triple digits. I know you're getting tired of hearing that because you've been hearing it since June. Not every day, but many days. Heat indexes, again, will be excessive with maybe a shower somewhere on the radar, but the chances are very remote. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow and Friday, how about upper 90s again? How about no? But that's what's going to happen. Rain chances maybe 10%. Saturday's high, 95. Then, as we look towards Sunday, we're watching that tropical low, which is called Invest 95L. It's way out there in the Turks and Caicos Islands right now, but it could cross Florida, get into the Gulf of Mexico, and maybe become something good for us. Usually we don't want the tropical low to come here, but this one could bring the raindrops that we want. And by maybe late Sunday into Monday and Tuesday, if everything works out the right way. You know how these things go. It could change. Right now this morning, 78 degrees and light winds, clear skies, 839.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, coming up at the end of the show, we have been doing remembrances of 9/11, the events of 18 years ago today, all morning long, and we're going to wrap up with the voices of 9/11. That just ahead. Yeah, that's, it's going to get you. It's going to get you. And you know what? It needs to. We all need to react like that when we hear this and remember what our fellow Americans endured, and we hope will never happen again. And thank God it hasn't. You know, their words after 9/11 were, anything could happen at any time.
How many times do you in a year say, post 9/11, this happened? Right. You know, this is the way it changed. It literally changed the world. It changed the way we travel. It changed the way everything at the airports. It's changed everything.
I refer to those as events that split time, where you have a pre this and pre that,
like pre JFK, post JFK.
Yeah, events that split time.
That's a good way to put it. 8:40, let's get our final look at the roads.
As we wrap up our Wednesday morning look at traffic, Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees an accident on Highway 31 at Old Selma Highway, so be careful in that area. We also have one on the Boulevard at Woodmere Boulevard. Otherwise, our traffic is back to a normal flow. We don't have a lot of problems on the interstates. They're back up to a speed limit ride. Keep in mind, if you have to go into the downtown area, there's a 9/11 commemoration going on Madison Avenue, and they have Madison Avenue closed between Lawrence Street and Perry Street. Be careful as you head on into work this morning, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Thursday night is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Don't miss it. Bring your hungry self on down. $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night Thursdays at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and my good friend Jay.
Hi, y'all.
Howdy, partner.
I never know which Jay I'm going to get when we start.
It's not
these
Harbor
spots.
Jay today. It's
Pick Jay.
I found an old clip where Greg introduces us and says, "Hey, it's time for you guys to do the Seafood Bistro spot." And you said, "Hey, can we get some dramatic music, please?" And you came up with dueling banjos or something. And we did the whole thing, like, come on down to Seafood Bistro, y'all.
You don't get on down to 1651 Pear Hill Road. That's over there right next to that Goodwill and that Chappies over there on Pear Hill. Just off of exit 4 here in lovely Midtown Montgomery is where you'll find the Seafood Bistro. The right tasting of seafood this side of the Gulf, I tell you what.
Thank you, Becky Sue.
Becky Sue.
Who is it, Daisy Duke?
Jumpin' Jay Hosafat.
They got some great salads. If you're doing the health kick, man, their salads, you cannot go wrong. Check out the entire menu online at theseafoodbistro.com if you got internet by now.
We got that dial-up still. Mama, get off the phone!
And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook. Would you call her Becky Sue?
Becky Sue.
That was a spot for the Seafood Bistro, by the way.
I think everybody...
We've enjoyed that endorsement now for those many years.
But listen...
It's been a good run.
Even if you've gone to Harvard, you can go to Seafood Bistro.
This is correct.
And enjoy it.
Thank you, Rich.
Harvard, yeah.
All right. Our morning ruin nominees.
Remember that.
Our next... Or we'll Brown. Close the show with the voices of 9/11.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Haynesville man is in jail after authorities say he shot and killed his sister in Lowndes County. 70-year-old Sammy Barlow is now charged with murder. He's in the Lowndes County Jail on $500,000 bond. An Alabama State University student has died from injuries in a shooting in Montgomery last weekend. Police tell us 19-year-old Alexis Moss was not involved in the argument that led to the shooting on Spruce Street. So far, no arrests have been made. And the Alabama Department of Public Health is investigating 5 reports of potentially severe lung disease involving e-cigarettes or vaping. The department is evaluating these reports and says it will release more information as soon as it becomes available. The CDC says 5 deaths have been confirmed across the country. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Mr. Sandman.
It's a great time to save at Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. We're loaded with truckloads of mattresses and headboards from Jameson, Serta, Fashion, Largo, and others just in time for our humongous Labor Day sale and the store closing sale in Millbrook. From now to September 15th, we are giving amazing discounts on mattresses, lift chairs, adjustable bases, bedroom furniture, and more. Mr. Sandman's Millbrook location is closing, and everything there must be liquidated. All floor samples in stock have to be sold fast. Twin mattresses from $99. Thick full from $249. Queen pillow top sets from $399. Extra long twin mattresses from $229. Great for college students or adjustable bases. With over 80 models to choose from, all discounted, we are a must visit if you need a new mattress. We're on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. And in Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, next to the Citgo station. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Karcher's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Let's go to former Secretary of State Jean Cadet at 847.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid, though, you know, and if you exercise that right each and every day, people do. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. As we present the dumbest of the dumb that we could find in the news. Nominee number one is 71-year-old English chap. Pardon my gargle. What's this guy's name? Richard Keedwell. Very British name. The Keedwells of Londonderry.
Of the Yorkshire Kingways.
Well, back in 2016, Richard Keedwell was caught going 35 miles per hour in a 30-mile zone. Now, that's really over the top.
35 in a 30?
Yeah. I mean, you should get those first five.
I thought there was like a bonus range of 7.
Well, here, we're talking England. I guess they don't offer the bonus range there. He was adamant that he wasn't speeding, and he decided to fight the ticket. The fine would have been £100, or about $123, which is about what our fines generally are. And in the last 3 years, he has spent $37,000 fighting this ticket. $26,000 on lawyers, the rest on court fees. He claims the speed camera that caught him must have been triggered by a different car in the lane next to him. But he lost his initial case, lost an appeal last month. And most of the money he lost is a big chunk of his son's inheritance.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he says, I'm sick over this. I never expected to drag on for so long or cost so much. And still not achieving justice. He doesn't even have that to show for it.
Well, he's a bonehead.
All right, today we've got, if you ever wondered what Bryan Cranston would have looked like if he had actually done meth and not just played Walter White in Breaking Bad, we now have that answer. Police in Galesburg, Illinois are booking 50-year-old Todd Barrick, who looks just like Walter White on methamphetamine. They've looked for him at small fast food chain and all over the place. finally, in a secluded cabin in New Hampshire, where Pepperith Farm remembereth.
Right next door to Yathmeen Bleeth's house.
Yes, in Michigan. That's where she's from.
Michigan.
Back to England we go. Tracy Bottomley. Tracy Bottomley, age 41, is happy to announce her engagement to 52-year-old serial killer Ernest Otto.
Well...
How romantic.
They convicted double murderer. She said in an interview, yes, he's a serial killer. He's committed a few murders, but I understand the risks of what could happen, and I still love him. But everybody dies one day. I'm going to die eventually. I don't mind the fact that it could be at the hands of him.
Sure, he's
she didn't say that.
That is a direct quote.
That's awful.
We all have to die someday. And I don't mind the fact it could be at the hands of him.
Oh, how sweet.
They fell in love via a prison pen pal program last year.
Yes, well,
but
we've all been in love with a serial murderer.
All right, so a maroon is someone who uses their children's inheritance to fight a ticket.
Yeah.
A mentally unstable person is someone who says, that's okay if he kills me. I love him anyway. I'm not a doctor. I'm not making light of any mental illnesses.
I don't know what it
is. That's just a little unhinged, I think.
Serial murderer lover Sally has got to be our morning maroon. I don't like this inheritance guy either.
No, see, I think the inheritance guy is an actual maroon. I think she is just...
Looney Bins.
I will go with Emily on this one and vote for the the speeding ticket, $37,000 to fight a speeding ticket.
I will tell you, though, that my mom had it got... It was in the same situation. She was driving a gold Camry and was passed by a gold Altima, and the police officer ended up giving my mom a ticket. My mom does not speed at all, and right. We were all in the car.
This morning?
No.
The blue lights hit up on me.
Really?
Yes. I was coming over the bridge over on Maxwell.
It's about time they got you.
And the blue lights came on, and I thought, oh, what was I doing? I looked at my speedometer, and it was at 49, and I was like, there's no way.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled off into the gas station. And he went right by me and pulled into the gas station and then went for the car that was in front of me that was pulling in to get gas. And I thought, oh, God.
Mom went back to fight that ticket. Like, she went to the court date for it. She refused the ticket when he was trying to give it to her. I'd never seen my mom like that before. Because she knew
you can get arrested for refusing the ticket.
Well, it was Father's Day, and we were all in the car going to see my stepdad because he had to work. Anyway, we got there. I went with her when she went to fight the ticket, and the police officer didn't show up to be a part of it. So they threw it out.
Yep.
And she felt victorious.
As she should. Well. The voices of 9/11 will wrap up the show in a couple of moments at 8:52. Let's talk about passion. Montgomery has many passionate people. There are things you could be passionate about: food, family, education, and Southern traditions. At Montgomery Eye, their passion for 3/4 of a century is eyesight. They have done over 10,000 LASIK surgeries over the last 20 years. And with each passing year, the success rate, the technology and experience advantage has just grown greater for them. They help impassioned people see life clearly so they can achieve their goals. Find your drive, see your vision at Montgomery Eye. There is no charge to find out if LASIK is an option for you. That's mandatory, so there's no cost. Just call 271-3804 to make the appointment. If you'd like to learn more about LASIK, go to onlinemep.com. That's online, the word, onlinemep.com, and schedule your appointment today. 8:54.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here on the Alabama River cooking up fresh seafood from the Gulf. Let me tell you about our schedule. We're open 5 days a week, closed on Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we open at 11 o'clock. Saturdays and Sunday at 12 noon, so we're here for lunch and dinner all day long. And we'll cook it up from the steamer. Y'all, we got some good old snow crab legs, shrimp from around Argentina all the way down to the deep water in the Gulf. So we got you something covered good. How about those crab claws from Bio La Battery? Some good fried shrimp, oysters, scallops, all kind of good eating. Let's go ahead and let me tell you about Sunday afternoon. You know, every Sunday we bring in people from all around the world, and this Sunday, Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble. That's right, some Louisiana music, some good Zydeco music. You're going to want to put your dancing shoes on, come down here hungry and have a good time with us. So check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com. We've got a menu on there. It talks about renting a boat, talking about getting down here soon. We'll have the RV park going. So we've got a lot of going on, and check it all out and get down here soon and come hungry.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what Green Track, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, Green Track will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now Green Track and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News and Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors, Chase Interiors does one thing: ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros. Trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502, 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
After yesterday's afternoon show, I made things so easy for myself. Just want to thank Mike over at the pizza place. I called from here, ordered a large pepperoni and a bacon chicken ranch sub.
Oh, so good.
I ate the contents of that without the bread, I must say, but it's a phenomenal combination, and it was all ready for me by the time I got from here to there, which is Perry Hill and Harrison Road. So thanks, guys, for taking such good care of us. Coming up next, as we wrap up our 18th anniversary recollection of 9/11, we have the voices and voicemails from that day. News and Views is next.
On a bright morning in Boston, American Airlines Flight 11 takes off for Los Angeles and acknowledges its directions, the last it's heard from.
American 11, turn 20 degrees right.
Any right, American 11.
This is Boston. I turned American 20 left and I was going to climb. He will not respond to me now.
Then the airline itself contacts controllers.
I am monitoring a call in which Flight 11, the flight attendant is advising our reps that the pilot, everyone's been stabbed.
Soon after, the voice of hijacker Mohammed Atta.
If you try to make any move, you'll danger yourself and the airplane. Just stay quiet.
We believe he's going to descend. That's why he's slowing down.
Kennedy Tower reports.
Are you serious?
Kennedy Tower reports that there was a fire at the World Trade Center. And that's the area where we lost the airplane.
Controllers and other pilots soon realize more planes have been hijacked.
So I can't get a hold of the United 175 at all right now. And I don't know where he went to.
Hey, can you look out your window right now? You think look, is he descending for the building also?
He's descending really quick, too.
Another one just hit the building.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Another one just hit it hard.
Another one just hit the World Trade.
The whole building just came apart.
Oh,
holy smokes.
To the south, near Washington, a third plane goes missing.
American 77 American, any radio check? How do you read?
A nearby pilot reports seeing it crash. Then the pilot of the fourth plane hijacked makes a desperate radio call and soon disappears from radar.
You got United 93?
We hear some funny noises. We're trying to get him. Do you have him?
No.
There is a report of black smoke in the last position I gave you, 15 miles south of Johnstown.
Near the recording's end, a military radio call reflects the sobering reality.
A new type of war. That's what it is.
And Brian, as we prepare for the 9/11 anniversary this weekend, there's new information tonight that has the administration concerned. Over the last several days, they've been monitoring what they call the chatter.